11.5. Attitude. Your attitude plays a big role as to whether you're going to get into a collision or not. About 90% of all collisions are caused by driver's attitude. If you're a mature driver, do you think because you're older with lots of driving experience that you'd never act as irresponsibly behind the wheel of a vehicle? Have you been acknowledging and witnessing your own driving lately? Making modifications to compensate for some of the physical realities of getting older? Eyesight might need more current corrections? Hearing loss possibility? These are impairments that can affect everyone, young or old, and can often be corrected. If you're in denial about your own impairments, you're just like a driver weaving in and out of traffic, almost blind and deaf to the extreme that you could be endangering yourself and others. If you're a new, inexperienced driver, do you laugh at other drivers' mistakes? Do you watch other drivers and think no one but you really knows how to drive? Having faster reflexes doesn't mean you drive better. In fact, you might be in denial. Your inexperience on the road leaves you unprepared for things that happen. Acknowledge, witness, modify. It's the way to drive. Three factors that contribute to crashes. 1. Driver's attitude. 2. Condition of the car. 3. Driver's physical condition. Which one causes the most crashes? Driver's attitude? The driver's attitude would be if you choose to drink or take drugs and drive, or you are stressed out, angry, selfish, and aggressive. Car's condition? If your brakes or clutch give out while you were driving, that would cause the crash. Physical condition? You're going down the road and have a heart attack or stroke behind the wheel. The answer is your attitude. Your attitude plays a big role as to whether you're going to get into the crash or not. Many people drive aggressively, are late constantly, or think the law doesn't apply to them. The only time they change their attitude is if something really bad happens to them. There are many people that are selfish and drive tired. For instance, they say, "I can make it to Montana today because I'm me. I have to get there. I can make it because it's so important to me. Me, me, me." Let's face it. There's no denying people are all very self-centered and self-serving. Too often, people do only what's best for them. It's especially true when we're behind the wheel. If you don't allow enough time to get somewhere, what do? We rush, tailgate, weave in and out of traffic, speed up at a yellow light, and don't let others in our lane. It's all about me, me, me. I've got to get somewhere fast, and who cares about anyone else? Hopefully, this course will teach you how to become less self-centered and aggressive and identify more with the needs of the driving community. Some consequences of aggressive driving you probably already know. You mess up while driving, and you could be looking at tickets, fines, driving school, criminal charges, jail, injury, or worse. You realize all these things can happen to you, but don't believe it. After all, the world revolves around you, right? Me, me, me. Nothing's going to happen to me. Well, let's just say you're right. It's not going to happen to you. Still, everyone else's aggressive, self-centered attitude and the crashes that follow do impact the driving community and ultimately your own life. Let's review some more anger management techniques. Rank what happens to you on a scale of 1 to 10. Each of us has a 1 and a 10 in our life. Let's say at work you get a paper cut. That would be a 1. If somebody called you at work and said your parents just died in a plane crash, that would be a 10. The next time somebody cuts you off on the road, doesn't signal, or makes you angry, rank it. Put it on a scale of 1 to 10. Is it worse than a paper cut? They almost hit me. Is it as bad as my parents dying in a plane crash? Not really. Psychologists say if you put things in perspective, you're more likely to become less angry. If you stop and think about it, you probably can forgive them on the spot. Pretend you know the other person. When someone cuts you off and makes you angry, tell yourself, "That's my priest, or my pastor, or my second grade teacher that I like so much, or my friend that helped me in school." If you say this to yourself and you think of them in a good light, you will get less angry. Listen to soft music. Relax. Don't add more stress to the situation by listening to loud music. You'll get more stressed out because the beat makes you want to go faster. Story from a student. I was driving with my best friend. Two people cut her off back to back. I asked her, "Don't you get mad at these people?" She said, "No, I always pretend that they are not aware of what they did wrong." That was an amazing revelation to me because she's not getting mad at these people. After that day, I took notice of people that cut me off the road. I realized they're not aware of what they had just done. They're looking the other way or they're on their cell phone. Now it's not safe what they're doing, but at least they didn't do this just to harm me. Everyone has tendencies to think that this person did something to me. I'm very angry. They did something to me. It's not you. They don't even know you. Remember, relax. Breathe. Rank them from 1 to 10. Pretend you know them, or realize they don't know you.